Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum, Charlene Freeman. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we are the opening of the new Northeast Texas Children's Museum facility is upon us, and this is on Highway 11 East on the east side of Commerce. This building has been around for a while. It's a, I guess, familiar building to many people, but it's never been used for anything like this.
Right. I think originally it was an elevator company, and then Polaro had it and vacated the building last September. So the Commerce EDC had the building, and we were able to purchase it from them.
Yeah.
So it is so exciting to be able to own our own building and 7 acres with it.
And 7 acres.
Yes.
And that's something we have talked about in the past. I wanted to bring up with you. Do you have plans for the outside part of the property?
Well, we have moved all the things we had from our previous site. And so right now our plan is just to get all those up and going. I'm sure initially that acreage will not just sit there, but it'll be fun to see what we can come up with to do.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Land, and it's, you know, just as you go, of course, as you go east towards Sulphur Springs, that's beautiful country. So that's a great location. So the funding for this, and we have talked before about the volunteers you all have had for moving, which is extraordinary. Your fundraising has been pretty remarkable.
Oh,
as well.
It has been absolutely remarkable. We've had a brick campaign of $100 a brick, and we had over 200 people purchase bricks. And every time I got a brick, my heart would just, oh, my goodness, they're buying a brick. And but, you know, $100 here and $100 there really adds up. And what we've been able to do with fundraising, we did have an anonymous $30,000 donation. Larry and Colette Young have donated $20,000, but it's not just the large donations. It's people that will give us $100 here and $100 there that make it all add up.
And you've had relatively little government funding or grant funding, anything like that.
No.
Yeah, I think you said the Hunt County Commissioner's Court is.
They give us $15,000 a year.
Well, that's a sizable amount, but by and large, you're raising the money.
Well, and
brick
we,
by brick.
And we try to have activities going on all the time. So, for example, our field trips this fall are already filling up, and we have schools coming from Denison, from Sherman, Mesquite, Mount Pleasant. From all over the area. In addition to that, we have our preschool program going, Healthy Kids from A to Z. We also have a STEM program for third grade, and we have our traditional field trips. So we try to have activities planned to bring people in every day. Mm-hmm. So that kind of work also pays off.
We're talking with Charlene Freeman, and Charlene's the director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum, which is now going to be on Highway 11 east of Commerce, moving from the old location on Highway 24 on the west side of the university campus. So you're really, and this is not anything new, but I mean, you are bringing in people from a wide-ranging territory.
Yes, and I think, and these that have signed up don't even know what our new building looks like. So when they see it, I think we're just going to have more, I hope, more than we can handle.
Right. We've talked before about you want this to be hands-on for the kids. How do you develop programs? How do you develop the exhibits for the museum? And is this all out of your imagination or others' imagination who work for the museum?
It's just pretty much what we have been able to come up with. And so it's just evolved. You know, we try to watch and see what the children play with, and we think, oh, this is something they like, and build on that. But, you know, we've had pretty much the grocery store, the vet clinic, the hospital, which we know think those are areas that children enjoy playing in.
You get a lot of kids that come back, groups that come back again and again.
Mm-hmm. But only 20% of our attendance is actually groups. Mm-hmm. The other 80% are just parents and grandparents bringing their children.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of surprising. So it's just individual families,
yes,
individual children that are coming to
that
New
are
Zealand.
All coming to Commerce.
You've been a teacher, right?
Very briefly, I did a program in Richardson Schools called Enterprise City, which was the city that kids come and run for a day. And so my background for doing the Children's Museum was watching those children come. They had checkbooks. They had to keep their checkbooks balanced. And the program reached all the children in the Metroplex.
What was your background before getting into this other than that?
Texas history, teaching Texas history.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought you had that teaching background. Well, so on the day of the grand opening, Saturday, October 26th, what all is going to be taking place?
Well, mainly it's just the opportunity to come and see our new exhibits. I'm sure as it gets closer to that time, we will have other things. We'll have signs up all over not only Commerce, but Paris and Greenville and Sulphur Springs, letting people know about our grand opening. And, you know, the attraction enough is just coming to see all that our new museum has to offer.
Yeah, you've had a tremendous amount of support, haven't you?
Oh, yes. And, you know, I know we've talked about Becky Thompson before, but also, you know, just the things people like Dennis Anderson, Brent Turner, Yard Pro, Tony Hunter, Bob Stachowiak, Moving His Ship. I mean, they are just what people have done and what they have donated just in their time and effort. Luckett Crane has helped us so many times. It just makes me feel overwhelmed to see what everyone's done.
It's a big task.
It has been a big task.
Charlene, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Okay, thank you.
Charlene Freeman, the director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KUTR.